redecorated in shades of green. Diamond jewelry does need a lot. Every window blocked and still
unite. Gary Moore has written the award-winning Playing with the Enemy, A Pace Baseball Prodigy, World War II, and The Long Journey Home, among others. We're discussing his latest book, The Final Service, which is truly an amazing book. This book will address your heart. It will address your mind. It will engage your heart. It will engage your mind. It will engage your emotions. I'm telling you what, this book is just fascinating. And Gary, one of the things that you were sharing is that one of the things that helped Sandy, who is the real person, just as a brief reminder, everyone, Sandy is the real person. Sam is the fictitious person.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that Sam and Sandy met and he began to help her work through some of the issues. And you were mentioning that one of the biggest problems that Sandy was facing was this unresolved anger that she never did really work through while her father was alive. Now he's dead. Her anger is still alive. Is all hope gone as far as her truly resolving whatever took place in their lives that has brought her all this anger?
You know, and the real Sandy said, I can't resolve this because he's gone. And I had to gently remind her that the problem isn't with him, it's within her. The anger is within her. The anger is in her heart. The problem she has is within her. And she needs to let that go. And so we created this fictional character. His name is Sam. And all Sam really does, he shows up and you think, well, he's going to help her clean out the warehouse, but he never touches anything. He never lifts a hand. He never does anything to help her other than he'll largely ask her questions, and she'll answer. And you know, in the beginning, she's angry. And as time goes on, she learns about her father, what he valued. It's a strange thing that, and almost all of us go through this at some point in our life, and our kids will go through it too, that once we're gone, somebody has to perform the final service for us. They have to kind of sift through the superficial debris of our lives and discard of what's no longer needed and keep what they want to keep that reminds them of us. And we're all going to go through it. And the sad thing is, I've heard from so many people who've read the book who they were so emotional. Some people cried and said, if I had only read this book before I cleaned out my father's garage, I wouldn't have had a bonfire. I wouldn't have been so angry. I wouldn't have... And I hear so much about that people have unresolved parental issues that they have trouble letting go. And, you know, when I write, I pray before I write. So when I sit down to write every day, I pray. And what I pray is that, you know, first of all, that God will guide me and give me the words and help me write something that is beneficial and of value to other people.
Yes, sir.
And then when we start promoting a book, my prayer is that God will put this book in the hands of people who need it and avoid people who don't. I don't want to waste people's time. And what I have found is that there is an incredible number of people. I think the vast majority of people out there need a Sam in their life. They need someone to help them resolve kind of this unaddressed anger, these hurt feelings from the past, these issues that families face. And it makes us better people. It gives us a more rich and fuller life if we can resolve these problems. And what we find is there's never one person at fault. We're mad at our father. It wasn't all his fault. We don't know what he went through. And we also don't want to admit sometimes how we just really didn't give them the time to understand what their problem was. We were only concerned about ours. And I think the book, what I hear from a lot of people, serves as a point of healing for them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because, and that's a great point. I like the fact that you use the word healing, because Sandy was dealing with a lot of anger, but even though her anger was deep-seated, it didn't seem to be her primary problem. It seemed like her primary problem was pain.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was just this. I guess, where do you start with her primary problem? One of the things that you find in the story is that she ended up going down some of the same paths her father went down. The things that she resented and disliked most about her father, she was developing some of the same habits. And so, you know, I think once she understood that she could be going down the same road, it gave her a new understanding of the trials and tribulations that her father faced.
And it's so interesting.
The other thing that happens is Sandy renews her faith. You know, in the beginning of the story, she talks about the Bible as though it's a collection of fairy tales that encourages us to be better people.
Yes.
You know, and that's all it was to her. And as time goes on, she develops a deeper, more profound understanding.
She had become angry at God as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The first thing she says to Sam when she meets Sam is, why does God hate me if there is a God at all?
Yes. Wow. And as Sam works with her, he doesn't try to rush things. He patiently works with her, even through her sarcasm, some of the biting remarks, comments that she makes. And it's interesting how... Oh, are you still there? Hold on. Hello?
I'm not sure what happened.
Me either. Wow, yeah. We were together one moment, and then the next we weren't. But I like the fact that you're pointing out that there was that need for healing. And Sam was just doing, I thought, a great job of working patiently with her, not demanding that she make changes overnight, not responding angrily when she made her biting comments about God. He just allowed her to feel what she was feeling and just kind of worked with her.
Right, right. I mean, the real Sandy, just like the fictional Sandy in the story, is just a kind and wonderful and incredible person. She was an amazing school teacher, and she had just allowed herself to dig herself into this pit that she was not able to dig herself out of. And Sam, just by helping her get in touch with her own feelings and helping her understand the realities of what she was uncovering, helped change her life.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to share some more relevant insights about life, not just Sandy's life, our lives. That, and we're going to tell you about a movie. Stay with us.